It's a very good afternoon, good evening, sanibonani, dumelanga, bashini, molweni, bonjour. From Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Australia, Dubai, wherever your passport stamp is, welcome to Jordan 6 Podcast. Here speaking to you is a boy, Mlungu Simbela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese corp, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll with the butterflies, and blum with the bees, buzz more than a beehive, the queen of the bees that I'm chilling with is the ever beautiful, gracious, radiant, shining, glowing, beautiful, too many adjectives. She says she needs a marching band the next time we do this. Osgumi, hi.
I definitely need a marching band for that intro.
Like,
marching band is in order for that intro, honestly.
Like, what? Horses, lights, everything.
Sequins, feathers. Yonkinto.
Yeah, because you.
Everything.
Yeah, because you're the lady of the house. So we need to always, respect, and we need to always like give all the praise and the glory to. And one of the other things that we are always praising and always give glory to is you, Bomjola, is being interactive with us on our social media platforms. And Nikomaninat, we have a very interesting conversation, an orthodox, depending on which side of the spectrum you fall into. What are we talking about today?
Today, because
okay,
we are asking the question, where is the most unconventional place or unusual place you've ever had sex? Or the worst place you've ever had sex?
Okay.
Yeah, we want to know. Like I said, we want to get now into your bedroom affairs. And we want to know what kind of tiki tiki pata pata you guys are doing out there.
Listen to this analogy, right? Players, sportsmen, sportswomen thrive depending on the type of platform or the stage they're in. So depending on the condition of the pitch, depending on the condition of the court, they will excel if it is conducive for them to excel. So if the conditions of the pitch or the court thereof are not to the standard, nobody, pun intended, is coming to the bat. Nobody.
Listen, sweetheart, my thing is, ne, if you were, for instance, out at the movies.
Yes.
Or you were in the club. Mm-hmm. Ne, and then nature called. And by nature, I'm not talking about number one, number two.
I know.
You know, I'm talking,
we're talking about number six.
That sexy kind of nature.
Number six, yeah?
That sexy kind of mother nature.
Yes.
She gives you a call. Okay.
Are
you not going to go into the bathroom and answer?
No. And
are you not going to go into the parking lot?
Listen, this
and
is...
And answer.
It's not about answering. Let's get it clear. It's... Excuse me. It's not about answering. But for us, I think it's just to say some places are more uncomfortable than the others. Some places are more...
No, naturally.
Yeah, some places are more not conducive than others. And the conversation is just really to say, how did you maneuver or navigate through that? And how was the experience like?
Now, before we... Because we have a couple of voice notes from our sun readers.
Yes.
Before we get into that, I have to ask... Blue. Way was the worst or the unusual, the most unusual place that you have had sex in? Tough.
Okay. Look, we've not like our beautiful goddess, but we've also been around the block, right? But with me, I've always said that. I've always struggled with the concept of what do they call it? The in the moment sex, right? The quickie, as they call it. You know, in and out, you in and you out.
You're talking to a pressure cooker.
You're talking to a steak type of human being.
Oh, you talk about.
You're talking to a slow cooker. Yes, pressure cooker. Right. We don't rush to the occasion. We make sure that we allow everybody else the nutrients.
The aim is not to sweat.
No, the aim is to make sure that the juices are in the right places.
Yes.
The cooking is in the right places, and after that, it becomes one big, beautiful meal. So that's me. So I not to say you don't do it, and not to say you don't appreciate
it. It's just not for you.
I was never the target market. The target audience in this particular case. But if you're talking about the 800 meters, the Caster Semenyas, right? You're talking about me. If you're talking about the Usain Bolts, miss me. Voicemail on that one.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Sports analogy became...
You're not making me feel some type of way.
No, but it's just... That's just me. But again, we it would have been futile to not have Sunlanders contribute and tell us where was their most conventional, unconventional, worst case, unorthodox place that they jiggy-jiggy, evy-evy.
We are going to listen to a few voice notes, and then after that, I'm going to reveal
hers, the queen's,
the places, the unusual places that I've
been. Yeah, yeah, let's hear.
Some of them are embarrassing.
Right? Let's hear them. Let's just talk to the voice.
Okay,
notes.
So we're going to listen to the first voice note from our first Sun reader, and here it is.
Mm-hmm.
The worst place to have sex in, I'd say it's a park or open field, DJ. Lapa, you need your experience. Experience plays a huge part because you need to use what's around you, a tree, a rock, you know, because you cannot anticipate sex. It just happens. So you need to know what you're doing and how you do it because it's brown and all that. So you need to know how you do it and where you do it. So that would be the worst place. The worst place to have sex in.
He talks about a park, and I'm thinking his opinion is parked at the wrong place because, pun intended, we have had quite a few instances at the parks, and trust me, we've branched out.
Okay.
And we've swinged to in a couple of positions.
Oh, hey, nah. Like my mind is going wild right now.
Wait, listen to this. The grass was always greener
on the other side.
So look, I have my grievances with our first voice note, but again, it's really a mathematics. You need to make sure that your angles and everything are always correct.
I know I said I'll share at the end of the voice notes, but I feel like your brother swung exposed. Okay, fine. Speaking of outdoors, one of my experiences was outdoors.
And how was it?
But it wasn't in the park.
It was where?
It was in the bushes somewhere with somebody.
I want to dance with somebody.
But it was kind of sweet and romantic because it was at night and the stars were out and everything. So while we were tiki-tiki, bata-pating.
So you were...
I saw all kinds of stars.
So...
I saw all kinds of stars, if you get what I mean.
So like Keith Washington, you were kissing in the moonlight.
Oh, honey, I was doing all kinds of things in the moonlight. You do not want to know.
Like the wolf pack who excels in if there's a full moon. Yeah. Okay, all right, yeah. All right. Let's listen to a couple of more. Let's listen to another couple of voice notes.
Yo, libizi young.
Oh,
libiesa.
Let's hear from a couple. Let's hear from another voice note.
I'd like to remain anonymous.
Okay.
The worst place I've ever had sex was in the car at a park. Yo, it was hectic. It was uncomfortable, firstly. Secondly, I was cheating, imagine. So all the wrongs, it was not even at night, so imagine. So yeah, that's my experience. Bye.
Wait. Okay, our producer is really fixated about that voice note. Hold on. She was cheating. She was at the park. And she was uncomfortable. I have a feeling that karma was playing with her because she was at a place she was not supposed to be, Oshumi.
All I can say is I can understand why level was it 3 or 2
mm-hmm.
when parks were closed. I can understand.
It was 4 or 5.
There was last year. There was another level where parks were closed.
Yeah, I think it was about 4 or 5. Yeah,
I can understand why. I can understand why. Herman lidira manyala at parks. What the hell?
No, I don't think manyala.
Some people go to parks to jog. Some people go to parks
to jog. To
spend time with their kids because their kids need to be outside and play and all of that. And then Lena. Linyako dira tlof. Linyako dira sex. Odi parking. And not even Bushiro.
Yeah, but
in broad daylight.
Yeah, but in broad daylight, that's hey, where.
Girl.
Yeah, but that's where we're swinging, man. You must swing. But the only the only gripe I have with her was she was cheating. And clearly that says to me the grass was definitely not greener. On the other side.
You know what? Besides the cheating, let's say this was her person. And y'all just happened to be chilling at the park. And then, you know, moods elevated and things got to that point. I'm not judging. Lina Shem, I'll do it.
Okay.
Like, I'm not judging right now.
Okay.
I know, excuse me, it sounded like I was judging, but I'm not judging. If I was in that position and I was with my person, and then, you know, tswara serope, tswara marama. I meant something would have happened.
You would have swinged in all sort of places.
Oh my gosh. Nobody will see us.
Guys, if you've ever... I'm not giving anybody ideas while we load our next voice note. If you've ever been to Zoo Lake... If you've ever been to Zoo Lake, Mfulo Park, Komfulo, close to Dube, there are two specific trees that, if they could tell a tale, they would tell a lot.
Hey!
Let's listen to another voice note.
Ikwang. Hey, why ring you now? Okay, here's the next voice note, and hopefully it's not at Mfulo.
Hey, it was a funny feeling because the dogs were barking at the background. So you could literally hear the dogs. Ngapa, you don't know, are they barking because someone is coming or they barking because they enjoy watching what you're doing or you are tramping on their rides. Now they're just watching. So it was a funny feeling. So yeah, I had to look both sides also to say and behind what's happening.
So besides that being an animal cruelty, first of all, there is a specific position that you could accommodate for dogs. Pun intended. There is a specific position that you can accommodate that the dogs would not bark, but will embrace. But again, I was raised by my father. My father has had this thing with dogs and dogs being semi-human beings and dogs being things that you can train to say, what you do in front of a dog, the dog will eventually then do.
Kind of like kids.
So, I mean, if you're going to do that, which I was alluding to, aka dog style, you are then teaching the poor dog to become a dog. Am I?
I think the dogs are probably, the screaming, the dogs are probably just applauding him and saying, my guy, I was sharper. Njayam was sharper.
Njayam. Are you seeing
yeah,
the...
Yes. I was sharp and Jayam, like, yeah.
So
hitting all the right spots.
Yes. Yo, but... And I'm hoping you're not barking at the wrong tree. I love it.
Oh, like you are just ready with the puns today, aren't you? Like you are just
We're not barking at the wrong tree. Let's listen to the last voice note.
Okay, we have the last voice note. And oh my gosh, I'm not even ready, guys. I'm not ready.
Okay, so the worst place that I've had sex in would be in an outside toilet. You know how the houses in the hood are where they've got a toilet outside? So what happened was that me and my boyfriend, we have a conversation about who gets drunk, like, first. So we had a couple of shots, and in having those couple of shots, I felt that I needed to pee, and we were both lit. And in being lit, what then happened was, I was like, you know what, I'm going to the toilet. And me and the guy were feeling each other at that point. Plus, the alcohol played a part in everything. So I said this jokingly that if he wants some, he needs to come get some. So then, fine, I go out to the toilet. When I get there, a few minutes later, the bae comes in and we did it. And it wasn't just a quickie. It was really steamy. So we had it in the outside toilet. Luckily, there wasn't anyone at his house, plus his room is outside. So we went on and did the deed in the toilet outside.
First and foremost,
Emang Billy,
I think you guys are the, pun intended.
Hey, outside, Emang Billy. Dodo are outside toilet. Wait, it's a pit toilet, Mara. Or outside toilet.
Hence I'm saying, you guys are the...
Kana outside toilet is this small. I wish you guys could see my hands right now. But we all know how small outside toilet
is. It's a cubicle. It's a cubicle.
It's smaller than most cubicles, let's be honest. Like, it's really smaller than most cubicles. So how do you... Girl, she is the best voice note so far that we've heard.
My man.
Of all the voice notes that we've heard, she gets the crown.
My man, definitely.
My sister, Aisha Masaluchi.
My man, Runa here, who did maths pure and not maths light or lit, as you call it. There was something which we used to call... Theorem of Pythagoras. Mm-hmm. Where we need to ensure that the angles at a certain degree, it's fully open. Not deprived by a certain constraint. Ooh, guys, Mlu is just on another level. Right? So this lady is saying that in a small confined space, she managed to ensure that she made the angles do.
You know why I salute her? Because I'm not thinking about me, right?
Okay.
And as hruat as like as no. Mm-hmm. Yo, kito. I'm now trying to imagine in that small toilet.
Cubicles that they call it.
You know, somebody now trying to lift my big bum up and everything else. It's not only the bum, kimareta, everything. Trying to lift me up. Well, I understand that in that small, confined space. Hence, I feel she deserves the award.
Look.
Like, for doing that. Like, girl.
Look.
Girl, look. You did the
they
most.
They say, one giant leaf for man and one small giant for? Something like that.
What is it? What is it?
One giant leap for man and one small...
One giant leap for something. Something
yeah, that effect.
Something along that line.
But the point I'm trying to drive to with that quote is you really dala what you must. As I always say, you dala what you must.
In fact, you
make lemonade and... In a very lemon situation.
And here I was thinking that the car was probably...
The most
confined space I've ever done it in. But now somebody comes and says outside toilet. I'm thinking...
And township.
I need to try
and
that.
Township. Not just any cubicle, guys. We're talking township. Those who live in the township, it's to really try that. Maneuvering.
Which is why I'm saluting.
It's really maneuvering in small spaces. We're saluting her because she is the...
No, she's the MVP.
She is the
MVP.
The ish.
And then wait. Let's talk about the others. Somebody mentioned two of our sun readers mentioned sex in the park. What is this sex in the park, guys? I feel like I'm missing out on something.
No, I really think you're missing out on playing.
Like two of them mentioned it, and I feel like maybe it's a thing that I'm missing out on.
No, guys, if. On social media, go on to our Facebook page. When we share our Facebook page and our Twitter page, if you have, like me, have been in the understand, right, and have and share the sentiments, right, of two particular parks, right, the first one being the one Ekomfulo,
Lizu Lake.
Those parks are predominantly special because of the tree that branches out on the one side and allows everybody else to excel on the one side.
I'm not thinking of the parks in... Because I live in the city,
mm-hmm.
Joburg City, and the nearest park is Joburg Park.
Okay.
Batswarapoko Joburg Park. I can't go there.
No. So
I'm probably going to have to go to Zoo Lake Omfulo.
Lalel.
It's not gonna
Zoo Lake
work.
Has no animals. The animals are in the zoo. Dude, did you see what you did there? But
and I've been to Zoo Lake.
But if you drive along the main road of Zoo Lake, you would see there's one particular tree that arches on the main roadside. You cannot see what happens on the other side. And if you ask a lot of traffic officers, if you ask a lot of bystanders, they stand by while other people do by what they need to do.
Sunlanders, I'm going to take one for the team and I'm going to go to Zoo Lake.
No.
And
that
then
was
I'm going to come back and tell you guys how it was. I'm going to take one for the team. I'm going to go to Zoo Lake, and then I'll tell you guys how it was.
The following program was not encouraging the above
It does
mention.
Not reflect the views of Daily Star
exactly.
and Media 24.
Exactly. But the point we're trying to drive as we conclude is really... Parks, public spaces, wherever that you guys have found any hindrances, it really is a subject to choice. It really is to say, how do you maneuver if you do maneuver? Personally, for me, I struggle, hence I said, I struggle with the short distance. I struggle with the shortcomings. But if you want a steak, if you want the pressure cooker, the most handsome 31
Listen,
year old.
I don't have a problem with people having sex in public. Mm-hmm. You know, anywhere, everywhere, whether it's in church, whether it's...
Why are you wearing, nah?
Even in church.
That's blasphemous.
I know it's blasphemous, but people do it.
Okay.
Okay. People do it, unfortunately. I don't have a problem with it, and I do not judge. You know, simply because I'm also a sinner. But anyway, another story for another day.
Okay.
My thing is, if you're going to do it, one, if you're going to do it, especially if you're going to do it in public, beware of your surroundings. Okay. Try not to offend anybody else.
Sure.
You know, let's say you're doing it in a public toilet, for instance. Lock the door.
Okay.
So that nobody walks in and then you offend them. Because as much as Aratwani,
okay,
you know, I might be okay with it, but the next person might not be okay with it.
Okay.
They are going to be offended and then they're going to look at you some type of way.
Scars for life.
Scarred for life. Above everything else, be careful.
Okay.
Yeah. Be careful.
Period.
Because there are all kinds of things that are happening in the world right now. You know. So if you're going to put yourself at risk like that, take some precautionary measures. Okay. You know. But other than that, hey guys, tell her what you must.
Dala what you must. And another place you can dala what you must is our social media platforms. Those homie wetki people dala what they must
people
on our social media.
You can find us on Facebook. We are Daily Sun. They can find us on Twitter. Like, you guys must start tweeting us on Twitter at Daily Sun SA. Or you can find us at our forever home at www.dailysun.co.za.
It's /Mjolo. You can get to access this and many other episodes. Once again, a big thank you to all our voice notes. Thank you so much for interacting with us. And it really was a really, if I were to say, pun intended, a mouthful of information that came to us. And we really appreciate everybody who streams this platform, and stream our podcast. And as Oshumi would say at this part of the show, this segment, guys, it really is a time where people are going to get jiggy-jiggy, heavy-heavy. Guys, please keep it strapped. Keep it safe and condomize.
Safe sex is the future, guys.
It really is.
Yeah.
Let's protect
each other. Let's protect ourselves.
Yeah, guys. We're fighting one pandemic. Please let's not fight another.
Yeah.
But once again, from the most prestigious, handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the Chiskop. Look, Muhammad Ali, if he was alive, was going to say this guy rolls like a butterfly and hangs with the beehives, but still hangs with the gorgeous queen of the beehive.
And me, Rumi Siabi, the queen of Mlu's beehive.
Yes.
And the one who still does not have an outro.
Love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Always. Sharp, sharp.